This is WUIS. I'm Sean Crawford. If you've made your way to the Springfield Art Association over in the Enos Park neighborhood, you've certainly noticed the large brick, pale pink home with green shutters. It's well over 150 years old. It's known as Edwards Place. It's just undergone a major restoration. Rachel Otwell went for a visit. As the process was wrapping up, she takes us along for a tour and finds out more about the historical significance.
You are looking at a total transformation of the first floor of Edwards Place. We stripped the whole place bare. We have refinished woodwork in here. The woodwork is original walnut, which we think dates to the original construction of the house back in 1833. So it was probably harvested possibly right off the property, probably right here in Springfield.
Meet Erica Holst, the curator of collections for the Springfield Art Association. Helping return this home to its former glory has been a passion of hers since the project got its start with fundraising in 2010. Nearly $500,000 later, the first floor of this two-story home is back to the way it looked in the mid-1800s.
It is actually the oldest surviving house in Springfield. The core was built in 1833 and doesn't look like an 1833 house because of the big remodel in 1857.
That was when the Edwards added on rooms to the back of the home, and it was done up in the Victorian splendor you can see today. The carpet is a colorful swash of patterns and bold colors in different hues of red and blue.
This is milled in England on looms that have been in use since the 19th century from a 19th century pattern. So our carpet guy says it's not so much a reproduction as a still in production.
You can tell just by walking on it that the quality of the carpet is nothing like what we use today. The furniture is equally ornate, including a humongous mirror hanging on the wall with a gold frame surrounding it.
Our best guess now is that it came from Mary Lincoln's sister Anne's house. She had built the spectacular house in 1864, and that mirror started its life there. The Art Association got it in 1930, and so God knows how it got over here, because it's supposed to weigh something like 600 pounds. And so it's been on that wall since 1930, and it's never going anywhere. We looked into having it taken down, and just no one would touch it.
Much of the appeal of Edwards Place is its connection to the Lincolns. It is said that Abe himself visited here occasionally, and the famous Lincoln courting couch also resides here. It was restored after a Kickstarter campaign raised over $5,000. It is said that Mary Todd and Abe canoodled on the black horsehair piece of furniture. But this home has other historical significance, too.
In the time, in the 1850s, you would have known who the Edwards were before you knew who Abraham Lincoln was. His father had been the governor of Illinois. Benjamin Edwards' brother was married to Mary Lincoln's sister, is how, you know, we connect ourselves to Lincoln today. But in the 19th century, you would have known him as the son of Governor Ninian Edwards.
In case you don't know, Ninian Edwards was the governor of Illinois when it was only a territory, from 1809 to 1818. He then served as one of the first U.S. senators from the state and served as governor again from 1826 to 1830. He was born to a prominent family in Maryland, and his professional career was partly marred by his desire to rid the area of Native Americans. But his legacy is still an essential one when it comes to the founding of our state. Benjamin, his son, was a well-known and highly regarded lawyer in town who owned the home with his wife, Helen. After she passed away in 1909, the home became a place where a local woman's club, known as the Amateur Art Study Club, started gathering. It eventually morphed into the Springfield Art Association. In 1949, classes moved out of the home. It's since been used to host events, and tours have been given to highlight its historical significance. Erica Hull says this is the first time a remodel of this kind has been done on the property. She points out a shiny black couch that had long been in storage.
It's our oldest piece in the house. It's actually probably as cool as the courting couch, but doesn't get the love because it's not associated with Lincoln. It dates to the 1820s, so one of the earliest pieces of furniture in the state, and it had this really nasty Pepto-Bismol pink upholstery, so we sent it out to be reupholstered in black horsehair.
Money was raised from donors, and a large match grant helps get the organization to its goal. The first floor of the home is done in the style that it was in 150 years ago. Susan Day, who runs her own local business, has worked on historical projects in Clayville. But this is like nothing else, she says.
The parlor will be quite a treat. There are long layers of drapery that probably would have been silk damask, like a dress you may have seen on Mrs. Lincoln. When you restore things, you have to go back as far as you can until you start guessing. And so we chose to get the color right on the fabric rather than the pattern because we couldn't find anything exactly like a pattern that they would have had.
Some of the draperies are cobalt blue to match the carpet. Day says this has been
a lot of fun to work on because their aesthetic sensibilities weren't like they are now. They would throw colors together that you just would never put together today.
And there is a match up there on that too.
The project has uncovered historical treasures, facets of the building no one had known were there, like a portion of wallpaper.
This paper was here when the Edwards family was here. This is the paper that Abraham Lincoln saw when he came to this house. This is the paper that people saw when they came into town for Lincoln's funeral. So we kept this original pattern the same, and we were able to get this reproduced.
Robert Smith is one of two workers carefully laying the paper on the walls. They have to hand trim the pieces.
In this particular house, everything is out of level. The base, the sides, the corners, so we're having to level everything up. So this is a little slower, but it's coming out real good. It's well worth it.
Every facet of this home, from the carpet to the wallpaper to the 8 chandeliers that have been cleaned and rewired, are labors of love, albeit expensive labors. The attention to detail is demanding and awe-inspiring. And while the lower level is in all its 1857 glory, a renovation to the upper half of the home is still needed.
We're hoping that people come by and get excited about what's going on and give us the momentum to finish the project.
The Springfield Art Association wants to raise over $300,000 to complete the upstairs. It has a deadline for a matching grant that expires in 2017. For now, the hope is the changes here will help solidify Edwards Place as a central part of the local tourism circuit and a place Springfield residents can be proud of. I'm Rachel Otwell.